Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Comes at this with a lot of speed on hit number one. 180 into the pipe.
Hit number one. Is that turn number one? Is that...
Yes.
What hit number
the
one?
The first so launch off the high.
You know why? You know why? You know why they're saying hit? Because they're using marijuana terminology.
Mm. How many minutes of the game will Pony Boy watch? Over under a minute and a half. We're gonna go under. It's good. Now it's Sunday. I do what I usually do on Sunday, which is have the sex. Pound town. Let's do it, Pony.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Have you ever stayed at a Four Seasons? I have not.
You've never stayed at Four Seasons?
No.
Oh, you must try it, my boy. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
My dear boy.
In case you were wondering...
I have the Super Bowl in 4K, my dear boy.
Yes, he's here.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I don't know what's happening with this show, whether it's inavailability, unavailable content on other forums or whatever, or what. I just, the numbers for this show that I've been watching and the feedback I've been getting locally... very interesting to me. Very positive. Very positive. I wanted to share that with all of you listeners. Thank you very much for listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's just good news, and I'm very excited about, especially the views, where people check us out and watch our video. We do play to the camera, so if you don't watch the... I want to make sure I get the sourcing right on our video, Oscar. If you're not watching us, YouTube pretty much the place to get us, right? That's
where you grab us. How do you not know this? This is crazy. What platforms do you think we're on right now?
YouTube, Facebook Live.
That's it. Yeah, got it.
Okay.
Yeah. We've never changed it.
It's just really, I've noticed a tick
we're
up
on
in the,
Tubi
in the
as
views.
Well.
And Vimeo.
Okay. Is there a reason that you think we're getting a tick up in the views that are just like a lot of people watching a lot more quicker?
Well, we went back to 9, which is great. People hate 3 o'clock. So 9 o'clock really helped our numbers. On the real time views, I'm just letting you know. You asked for an answer,
so that's great.
Yes, 9 o'clock.
Summer's coming.
You opened the box, Mike. You know he was going to say it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
I think I try to be positive. Let me get to the.
Please do the thing, prick.
Tucson, Arizona; Sanibel Island, Florida; Santa Monica, California; Nelson, New Zealand; Janesville, Wisconsin. Beijing, China. Oscar didn't like taping later in the afternoon.
No, I loved it. I actually loved it.
Well, that we're going to do it again.
I'm good for that.
I'm 62. Anyway, that's my excuse for anything. All right. So, I am a sports fan.
Yes.
I have, at the previous Winter Olympics, embraced the sport of snowboarding and its many incarnations.
Yes.
I enjoy Olympic competition. I've had for a long time. I prefer the winter over the Summer Olympics, so this is a good time. With all that said, I have to share with you my viewing of the half pipe, the women's half pipe.
All right.
The women's half pipe, which features an American superstar named Chloe Kim, and they're very excited about that. I'm not going to play... the Chloe Kim run. Because the Chloe Kim run for the gold, very well rehearsed.
Super clean.
Very well prepared.
Super clean.
Prepared copy.
Did anyone mention
that? I'm not talking about the athlete. I am talking about the play-by-play. Don't know their names. Could give a rat's ass.
Yeah, but it was a
never want to hear it.
It was a pre-ordained gold for her.
Preordained gold, and just, she's very so. I think they probably, Oscar, had their scripts ready to go. So that was
they gymnanced it.
That was coherent.
Okay.
Now I'm also here to tell you that I don't think I am alone. When, as a sports fan, I think that whenever you are tasked with offering play-by-play and color commentary for a particular sport, your interest should be to appeal to the masses.
Sure.
And you should be very, very versed in communicating about a sport in a way that people can track with. All right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Let me just say that after watching this, I wanted to mute the sound. with these. I don't know whether they blew a big doobie before and just I
Chinese doobie.
I am telling you, when it comes to just letting me know what's going on or giving me any insights, I felt like I'm watching two guys that have been in the sport since they were teenagers and their mom went off to her job and let them skateboard as opposed to, you know, playing another sport. I love it. I love the athleticism of it. I especially enjoy the half pipe. Sean White's deal.
Yes.
Where he's playing. But, and I don't know if Sean White's competing, so he's not
made,
the
He made it
color
to the finals.
Guy.
Yeah.
I will tell you that, speak English. What the F? I will now play you what I'm watching for every single run.
All right.
Outside of Chloe Kim's, okay? And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But let me share with you because I'm like, what? What? This is from the Olympic coverage. Right after Chloe Kim's, I think, first run last night. I'm sitting down to enjoy the Olympics and watching a little play-by-play.
Here's the aforementioned Saina Tomita.
She has a 1080. Does she have something to back it up to potentially bump that score up a little bit more? Starting things off, 900 off the first hit. Nice combos, backside 540. So we're all going to be looking at this bottom hit to see if she can bring out the 1080 once again. Big 720. That was a setup for this right here. The windup, the snap, frontside 1080, and nails it once again.
What?
Yeah, they're not making a lot of sense.
Are you kidding me? You have no idea what they're talking. You guys never had a fingerboard
really?
When you were kids or played
no.
Tony Hawk, Skate
I
or Die?
I knew you'd make it this way. Ugh. I knew you'd make
Pony
it.
Pony knows about
yes,
it, too.
Yes, it's the degrees of spin.
Yes.
How many turns?
It's, yeah, it's numbers.
1080. How about, you know, a little more than giving me computer numbers? I know
they're
how
not
many
computer
times.
Numbers.
Hold on. I know how many times you rotate.
It's yeah. degrees.
Let's go. Hold on. I'll finish. There's more.
Okay.
There's more when we're talking about just who's in first. Okay, here's what I want to know. Who's in first? Who's in second? Who is the who is doing this in the 1080 hit backflip zinger pop poop trick boom? You know, I know you know
and
the
they're
jargon.
Also speaking
I don't
in
know
fragments.
The jargon. I watch golf, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. I don't know your stupid ass jargon about how many rotations you
do. It's as simple as for you, birdie, eagle, par.
Oh. You mean the sport that's been around since the dinosaurs, golf, that everybody knows?
Say,
and
you.
Mike, to be fair, they are speaking also in fragments. Yeah. You know,
so right. Saina Tomita on run number two, meaning business out of Miyoka, Japan, a great second run for her. But will it be enough to move her ahead? She sits in second place. See if this is an improvement off her 86, and it is an 88.25. So she closes the gap, and now she'll sit on the 88.25 to Chloe Kim's 94. With
enough. You gotta do positions. She's by the way, you talk about the game. Hold on. Let me finish. You're making me mad today. So mad. Let me tell you this. You let us know where you are. 88.25, 1080 hitch, 10.54. I feel like I'm listening to coordinates where I'm lining the goddamn lunar module. I'll play more of it. I'll play more of it, and I'll let you have your Mike's old spiel.
With Chloe still to take her second run of three. Carol Castellay in her fifth Olympics. She's gotten better with every appearance.
Comes at this with a lot of speed on hit number one. 180 into the pipe.
Hit number one. Is that turn number one? Is that...
Yes.
What hit number
the first,
one?
The first launch off the height.
You know why? You know why?
Pipe.
You know why they're saying hit? Because they're using marijuana terminology. It's not. It's not the first jump. It's the first hit of the bong.
Right, Mike. Those
That's
long hairs. They're smoking grass.
A bong. I sounded like Paul Harvey.
A little bit.
It's the hit on the pipe.
Oh, that's another odd reference. Mm. Yeah.
It's all weed, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all weed.
All weed.
All the
big
time.
Switch backside.
Big switchback color me, Maui Wowie Jimbo triple dip.
720.
540 with a little tweak out, adding some stuff.
Hey, a little tweak out, tweaking. Get the can of paint, huff it.
You.
By the way, I have to say, I love the half pipe. Love watching it. Love the athleticism. Love the fact. I don't think it gets the danger cred that it should when you're talking about the idea that there's a young lady, a wonderful young lady that face planted at the top of the pipe. And I am telling you how she did not have, I think she was from Japan, and how she did not have a broken nose and blood pouring down her face, I do not know.
Mike, she was okay because she was huffing paint.
Was that into the 720? Much cleaner. Oh, wow. Huge front.
Oh, wow. What? Oh, wow. What? Crap ass color guy. Lucky to be over there and have NBC pay for your room.
He's about to tell you. He said huge and then you stopped.
All right. Let me go back to it. Hold on.
Oh, well, what?
All right.
Pass the paint.
Combos that into the 720. Much cleaner. Oh, wow. Huge front side air from...
Front side
huge
air.
Huge front side air. Huge front side air. I am so effing sick of the jargon. How about a huge jump? How about he went really high?
Well, wouldn't that be
huge
boring?
Huge front side air, baby. Hey, man, on the pipe, tweak me. Tweak me with my tricks.
Yeah, baggy clothes.
You sound like McGruff baggies. The crime dog.
Yeah, I know I do. I know, but I'm also right. I'm also right. Ratings will show it.
Coral. Big backside nine. This is the...
Oh, my God, dude. It was a big backside nine. Did you see that when she was coming over and she did the big backside nine before she hit her face at the top of the tweaking pipe with the paint?
The paint?
The cleanest we've seen her do this run all...
This is the cleanest we've seen her do this. Not me. This is the first time I've seen it in 4 years. You dip...
Oh, God.
Here, front side, 900 at the bottom.
900 at the bottom.
Yes.
That's because of that big front side air that she did with her trick.
Yeah, she needed the speed.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Corral upping the difficulty.
There we go. All right. Here's my point.
All right.
My point is you have to make an effort to go in a little, it's tough. These are very brief runs. You have to go into, you have to broadcast like everybody that's watching that is not a half pipe snowboarding aficionado. Okay.
That's
the point I'm trying to
make. But you know what a cadence and patter will do to a conversation. You can't, you probably would have to, for programming's sake, set up just a quick tutorial prior to the competition that someone could catch before
it
starts.
Disagree with that? I don't think you need to. It's too simple.
How are you going
to? Because 1080s and backside. All right, backside air.
Yeah.
Is backside the front part of the pipe? That's the first part of the pipe. On the first part of the pipe,
when they pull their knees up behind them, and
he is.
I swear to God,
crap,
it's like.
See how he's trying to pretend he knows snowboarding?
No, I'm trying to show you without like going crazy. I used to snowboard. You should know that.
In Bolivia.
I was a terrible snowboarder, but I used to snowboard. I have a snowboard.
Okay.
Backside air, if you could get up.
Are you
right?
Going to show me?
By
the views,
like
will be up today.
I'm grabbing. Okay. Yeah. Backside air.
Backside air.
Yeah.
Mike, do you think we could solve this with like a second audio program on the and on the other side? But,
with an old man.
Do you understand?
With a voice like Wilford Brimley. Oh, you know what? Here we go. Back to 2019.
It would be like
2 minutes and 19.
It would be like Sam Rosen on the second audio program.
All right, hold on just a second.
I hope she doesn't.
Why don't we do Chloe
you understand
Kim's
the degrees now, though, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
He seems to think the degrees.
By the way,
make
I
no
understand.
Sense.
No, I understand a 1080.
That's the
I know
one
what
thing
a 1080
I did understand.
Is.
Yeah, four spins.
It's high resolution.
No.
All right,
no.
Here we go. All right, ready?
What is the matter?
Chloe Kim, the American snowboarder out of Torrance, California, has got.
So this is a young lady out of Torrance, California. She's really talented.
I'd be considered the prohibitive favorite. So the stage...
She's expected to do extremely well, perhaps win.
Stage is set for the reigning and defending Olympic gold medalist. What?
She's the one with the gold. She's going to do it again.
Does Chloe Kim have upper sleeves?
What tricks does she have?
Todd, I've always said when Chloe Kim is smiling, the rest of the field is crying because...
So when she's excited and happy, the rest of them are feeling dread. Dread that they will not be as successful in the 22 Winter Games.
When she's in that good headspace where she's got her mojo going and feeling happy.
I think when she's happy.
Happy and loose, that's when she rides her very, very best.
And I'll tell you.
Mojo.
Do you think she'll ever die?
Hey, she won't ever doing the play-by-play, Mr. Mouth.
Okay, sorry. Thank you, Wilford.
On how good she's been riding, this could be the gold medal run right here.
This could be the gold medal run right here.
Overlap.
She's got very long blonde hair.
Here we go. Chloe Kim dropping in the last competitor here in run number.
Chloe Kim dropping in the last competitor.
Getting in the pipe?
She's the last one to go. There's a giant icy pipe of snow with a wall on either side and flat on the bottom.
Number one, the defending Olympic gold medalist.
Will this be the run that brings home the gold medals?
Is she going to get the gold medal this time? We'll see.
Starting things out, huge method air.
That's a big jump.
Way out the top of the pipe. Front.
She's over the top of the top wall on the snow thing that they made
on the left hand
side. On the left hand side. There you go.
Side 1080.
That's a spin around. She spun around 1,080 times.
Like a helicopter.
Right.
Yes, like a 1080.
From the war.
Now.
Great radio station, by the way.
On the second.
WTIC. 1080 AM.
Hit. Big risk up top.
She took a real chance with that one. God bless her. Fine young lady.
Reward. Switch 900.
She's doing something really tricky. It's a switch 900. Switch 900.
Combos are insane.
She's not well mentally. She's insane.
Switch backside 542.
Switch backside 540.
I don't know what the f*** I'm reading here. I know I won't get any older and I won't ever die. Switch backside 540.
I think you missed one thing that announcer would really harp on a lot.
Call me Wilfred.
Wilfred, I know there's one thing that you really need to harp on is how cold it looks.
Oh, boy. Boy, they're freezing up there. They got big baggy coats. They don't look too warm.
You hope they're wearing long johns, right?
I got a London fog parka I've had since 1954.
Incredibly difficult tricks and ending things with the
incredibly difficult stuff. And here she comes. Oh, she's holding her head in her ears. She looks like she's so happy.
Run right there. That is guaranteed gold.
Oh, she looks upset. She's pressing her face into the snow. Yeah, there, my dear. Oh my God. No. Something terrible has happened.
Bad.
Something horrible has happened. She is extremely upset. She's on her knees, and she's just... Wait, that's a smile. Oh, they're tears of joy.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was too cold.
Gold, baby, gold.
She seems incredibly out of breath. That's tremendous amount of exertion.
The worst practice of my life.
The worst practice of her life. Well, that wasn't a practice. It was real, right?
Right, right.
Oh, geez, I'm confused.
American Chloe Kim with the gold medal flex.
I don't see her flexing her arms or anything like that. is she posing like those weightlifters do?
I knew it. I talked to the U.S. team.
Oh, you knew it, smart guy, huh? You knew it all along. You knew she wasn't going to fall and hit her face into the snow. Well, aren't you smart? Well, why don't we wait for her score then, if you knew it?
Coach J.J. Thomas, I said, how's Chloe feeling? He's like, man, she's kind of...
How's Chloe feeling?
Kind of rattled right now, and she just confirmed it right there. She said she had a really bad practice, but Chloe came out and threw down. The fact that she's doing a 1080...
Threw down. She got in a fist fight.
It's a setup trick for this 900 here, and then ending her.
It really is an incredible run.
Run off of the 1080. I mean, look at this. This is a switch backside 540.
Look at the switch backside 540 1080.
Technicality merit.
See, you know what you're talking about.
Wow.
As your ender.
That's your ender. Oh, I don't want to go there.
The cherry on top.
And Chloe Kim's score getting set to drop. Will she be up to see it? Yes, she will. It's a 94.
94! Not only Chloe Kim's score, but my current age in the ground.
Now, Wilfred, remember,
champion.
Tomorrow we have you on Luge.
Luke.
Mike.
Oh, now there's a spin. Nice. Put him in the machine, send him down the hill. There we are. That's it. I'm done. All right, I made my point.
Let me ask you.
Yes, go right ahead.
Am I wrong? Is it three runs and they take the top two and average them out?
I don't know.
Okay. So I will give you this, that in some of these, snowboarding, scoring and commentating, you have to watch the screen. So when they give the score, unless they say Sean White needs a 95 plus to get into the onto the podium.
Because of the average.
Unless they mention that at the bottom right-hand side of the screen, when they start giving the scores, you will see where they shift up briefly on a graphic.
It's confusing. And the lingo is confusing. And they ought to make more of an effort. I think that, like all broadcasters, you just don't assume. It would be like me coming in and saying, did you see that yesterday? Oh, my God.
But that's the same way most people feel about golf. They don't know what's great and what's wrong.
No, don't attack my sport. It is. Come on.
If you're not a golfer and you didn't have Mike in your life, or I didn't have Mike in my life, I wouldn't know half the terms.
Well, yeah, but golf is simple. It's
Hold on.
Yes.
Golf is also on television every single weekend of the year.
I'm comparing the scoring of each sport.
Passion.
I'm not saying that the sport isn't open to everybody. It's more common than snowboarding.
Yes.
I'm asking Rob.
Okay.
Explain to Mike what an eagle, a birdie, a par is.
Okay. An eagle is 2 under par. Birdie is 1 under par.
Wait, just slow down. You rush. I like to spotlight your knowledge. It's fun for me to do that. Okay.
All right.
I'm ready now.
All right. Okay. To begin, every hole is assigned what is called a par based on its difficulty.
Yes.
And that's the number of strokes that you should be able to complete it in, ostensibly.
Okay.
If you get
the whole course.
Whole
tray.
It usually adds up to 72.
Yes.
But on a particular hole, if you get it in the hole in 2 strokes less than the par, it's an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it in 1 less, it's a birdie. If you do it in 1, the par, it's a par. And if you're over, it's a bogey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, 2 over would be a double bogey, triple
bogey.
That's
Rob Spiewak, Olympic crowd. What do you think of that answer?
Do you know that?
Because I've watched golf, but also that's
because
not
why
really.
Why do you watch golf, Rob? Because it's easy.
Because Mike
available.
Plays
it's accessible.
Golf.
No, actually, no. I watched it.
You watched it before me.
You love golf?
Even knowing me.
Golf is so boring.
My family, I come from a family of golfers. But the thing is when you talk about.
Why don't you golf?
Too busy working for you.
Working for me?
Kidding.
I'd love you.
No,
quit.
I know you
one
would.
One less paycheck.
The thing about golf though is the simplicity of the scoring. Take the terminology out of it, and you can take the terminology out of the half pipe as well. Get the ball in the hole with as few strokes as possible. Simple, like Wordle.
Yeah, I could say the same thing.
But then
down the pipe without falling down.
No, but there's so many
with as many tricks as possible.
Complicated. And how do you score that?
It's not
there
available
is a
to me.
A score methodology.
It's not available to me. You don't have a bunch of people sitting off to the side and saying, "Hey, Phil Mickelson, that really was a nice swing. I liked your form."
Maybe the sport isn't for you.
What did I say before I discussed the play? I am not criticizing the sport, which I know you'd like me to do, but I'm not doing that because you are trying to make me look more foolish than I look on a daily basis on this show.
You made me late enough.
I am telling you, is my point coming through?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
You.
Me.
Over this
you
way.
Yeah. Don't. I told you I like watching. It's tremendous athleticism.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Spectacular. I am in no way criticizing the sport. Hear me out. I am criticizing the way the sport is being presented.
Mm-hmm.
The announcers.
Yeah.
Okay. What about curling? That was on heavy rotation yesterday afternoon.
Didn't watch.
And I sat there and I said, this is garbage.
It is in first place.
That's where they take the fiendish thingy and they slide it.
I don't understand what they're doing, but I'm rooting for the red, white, and blue.
But when I see it, I'm fascinated by it because it's so weird and so different and so unique. I like that. I like so many Olympic competitions. I love cross-country skiing because it is so grueling.
Mm-hmm.
It is agonizingly grueling to watch them, especially when they're in a short race. Just how incredible they are, the athletes. I love, love, love.
It's just surely the broadcast.
All right. What do you think my favorite Olympic competition is?
Ice dance.
Thank you. He's on today, isn't he? He is on today. He has got his quiver filled with Oscar Santana arrows.
The ski jumping.
No. I like the downhill.
Ah.
I think the downhill
super G.
is...
Well, the Super G is good too, yes. But the downhill is the downhill.
Yeah.
There's nothing. The men's downhill forever has been, it's IndyCar racing of the Olympics. It's so incredibly difficult and dangerous and athletic, and it's fraught with peril. How can you not love that sport? It's absolutely fantastic.
This from the control room, Matt Bloom.
Yes.
From Manassas, Virginia, would like to know.
Fairfax.
Excuse me. Would like to know, why are so many golfers handicapped?
They all have disabilities.
That's very funny. That's so, you know, Pony, I'll send you my handicap. By the way, my handicap trending down after the last week or two.
That's a dad joke. You should love that, Rob.
Our handicap, like, because the
our,
handicap.
Our handi- yeah, the spots fill up right away. Our handicap is actually in the control room right now.
Let me take a peek for a second and give you my very latest.
You have a real-time score.
Yeah.
I have a handicap. Man. I am 10.9. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not updated. Let me update that.
And that's
how many shots you usually shoot over?
It's a percentage.
Yeah, you could call it, okay. It's a rolling average of...
What is the best your handicap has ever been?
Seven. Oh,
great question.
Well, it's on here. It's got
wow.
It. Hold on.
That's
it's
good.
When someone
here,
says they're a scratch golfer, do they scratch...
7.6 was my
lowest.
Do
they scratch their clubs all the time? What happens?
Scratch golfer means zero handicap,
they
right?
Shoot par.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just 72. Say, I'm even Steven?
All right, I'm a 10.8. My average score...
Hi, I'm even Steven.
My average score is 85.6. I would like to get that to...
Oh, that's garbage.
And hold 83.
You over, think you've gotten better by garbage. Now.
What's Miller's?
Yeah, you sound like my wife, you ass. You sound... That's one of the cruelest things. I had a really bad day on the golf course, and she said to me, oh, you think you'd be better by now. Same exact quote.
What's Miller's handicap?
Millsy? Not sure exactly.
Is he better than you or about the same as you, or where does he stack up?
I don't play with him enough, but, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea. That's a lie, but I don't want to embarrass him.
Oh!
Anyway. No, I used to be. Yeah. I was better. Neither. I was better than when I started at Happy Valley. Happy Valley is very, very difficult, but there's my... I'm not proud of that average at all.
Well, see,
I am,
Oscar,
not proud of 85.6.
The new course has a bigger windmill, so it's tougher.
I have been playing crappy. Hey, that's a mini golf joke.
It was.
That's a big... Hey, sorry about that, guys. Back to the play-by-play.
Yes, oh, here please, we go. Please, here please. We go.
The aforementioned Santa Tomita.
She has a 1080. Does she have something to back it?
The aforementioned Santa Tomita. That's another thing. I want to know the athletes. I want to know. They're all covered up, okay? And the uniforms they're wearing for the snowboarding competition are extremely non... country centric,
yeah.
If that's a word,
yeah.
Where you're seeing a lot of Beijing, but I'm not seeing.
You
want to
see her dressed up as Uncle Sam?
I do.
You want our athletes to have top hats,
top
and the stars and bars
instead of helmets,
especially in this sport that has American born athletes playing for China,
which is a genius move, by the way. Genius move.
It's a genius move for her and for the sport.
Yeah. Do you know this young lady?
It's not very patriotic, though.
Yeah, the way they've spun it is that they want to create a world without borders. And
no bookstores.
And for Gu to come out and win the gold at 18, you know, on her way to Stanford, and she has already captured this Asian market and the U.S. market, and she is charging upwards of $2.5 million. This is pre her winning the gold. Per advertising campaign endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Like that's, it's like someone pre-planned her entire, this is how you're going to, you approach this market share of being an Olympic athlete. Nice. If Bruce Jenner, you know.
Now Caitlyn
could create a fortune, a massive fortune in the 70s and 80s. What are these athletes going to do now?
You know what would be a great ad campaign for her is Goo Gone, where take her to a hardware store and she pulls it out and then she disappears.
It's off brand.
Contact her representative.
Yeah, if it's not Louis Vuitton, then I don't know.
Let's get back to the competition.
Please,
okay?
Mike. Please.
I do know Google.
Setting herself up, switch stance. Big switch backside 540 with a little tweak out, adding some style.
Tweak out.
G U G O O. Two different Googles.
Let's go. I played that before.
We can fix it.
Let me.
Mike, I have
some. This is going to be a huge bump.
Her style is so good. I mean, I.
So good. Her. Hold on. Let me see if I can find the word. Her style is so. Hold on a second.
Check your notes.
Good.
Is it fair to say they probably pull these guys from the X Games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're probably boarders. They're boarders. Yeah, yeah.
In gamers, video gamers.
So just like you have golfers talking about golfers primarily.
You mean like Sir Nick Faldo doing color commentary?
For the same reason.
For the CBS Network. Thank you very much. You mean some people, Johnny Miller?
Hate
you mean Paul
Tony
Azinger,
Romo?
You know, accomplished championship athletes, Tony Romo. Let's bring Fred over that says, her style is good.
Hey, Fred, we need you to go to Beijing. Is that okay?
I actually have a bombshell.
Oh, I love Europe.
I'm happy you mentioned sports. I have a bombshell.
Okay.
Oh, should I get some sound?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
This is huge.
All right. Is this a...
This actually, it dovetails into our Olympic coverage.
Oh, great.
And I'll play the ta-da, and then you can give your bombshell.
This is painful.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen... When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Okay.
And I'm here to apologize not just to you, but our listening audience. Because last night, as I was researching all the details into 4K television.
Yes.
I stumbled across an article published this month.
This very month.
This very month.
This very month, Mike.
Discussing the technicals that go into giving us 4K Olympic coverage. NBC Universal, Comcast, this big behemoth that owns our world, has announced that they will not be broadcasting this year's Super Bowl in 4K. They are citing...
When we talked about video at the front of the show... Go to Facebook Live, go to YouTube, and please just look at Mike's face and pause it. Pause it. Because this sort of takes some urgency out of the situation, doesn't it?
So sorry. I'm sorry, America.
You know.
I'm sorry. Can I tell you why?
We are the purpose...
Of this whole dance.
Life.
All week.
In America.
All week.
Do we need any more evidence to know that the purpose of life is for people with money to separate it from people without money? Mm.
Right.
Mm. And it is not about creating or improving or making better. It is about selling.
Yes.
So when you rubes go in and get your 4K television that doesn't have it, and then finally you decide after a few years, is there something to watch?
Oh, there's programming. The Olympics are here.
Sure.
I can watch them in 4K.
But it's stunning
to me. Villanova basketball.
For people that are picture aficionados to television, this is a big screw-up, correct?
AV snobs. Okay.
Horrible.
In my defense... When I looked at this prior to the Olympics starting, the assumption was, oh my God, if they're already pushing this in 4K, they're definitely going to push the Super Bowl in 4K.
We had every intention of carrying the Super Bowl.
Correct me if I'm wrong. All major networks offer periodic games in 4K.
Correct.
CBS,
correct,
NBC, correct, and Fox. Correct. Am I right about that?
Yes.
So NBC, this is what happens when you get the national broadcasting company getting the big chip. That first of all, their coverage will suck compared to CBS. CBS and Fox, specifically Fox. It goes Fox, CBS, NBC, like it always has.
I can't audio we're going to get on the Super Bowl is going to be
it's going to be horrible.
Because if they have anybody that knows how to do audio at NBC, they're in China.
Fox does a better job with football.
We're going to get the B team at NBC covering the biggest television event of the year.
Fox does football now since they got the rights way back when. They do better than anybody else.
Yeah, they try harder.
CBS comes in second. CBS comes in first covering golf. Fox isn't in the program. It's Fox and then followed by NBC. Wait,
ABC, ESPN for the Monday night game?
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, go ahead.
Precisely.
This is not a broadcast term, but it's a term I think we'll all understand. The CT started with the Fox playoff game, as we watched that in 4K, rolled into the NBC 4K programming for multiple days in a row, rolling into conflicting coverage now, multiple AV blogs and posts.
Right.
And news stories now on The Verge and Tech Radar.
You were excited about it. You were like a kid. You were excited about it.
Mike, I did the same dance. I'm set to drive on Saturday to pick up my 4K box from Comcast off Rhode Island Avenue.
For the purposes of watching the Super Bowl in 4K.
Just to have it, right? To rock.
And now you've got it. Now you got yourself a nice doorstop.
And then So then I'm reading this, and this is what their excuse is. Now, for full transparency, Fox broadcasted the Super Bowl in 4K two years ago.
Okay.
CBS was supposed to broadcast it in 4K, but they cited the pandemic and a slim crew, so they forewent the 4K broadcast.
Jim Nantz said, not this year, guys. Not this year.
NBC is citing their 4K coverage and equipment that is overseas is prohibitive for them to spin that back around and bring it to the States.
They've had more than 2 weeks to plan this.
Yep. They've had a year.
They've had 4 years to plan it.
So, well, the thing is, though, that is, I think the problem we have here is the quantity. Here I am. You're going to be really surprised. I kind of get it. Because you're talking about what do you think the biggest difference in Super Bowl game coverage to a regular? It's amount of cameras. Mm-hmm. It's always been a big thing, the amount of cameras. And I think that in order for them to give that product, I don't know. I think it's a bad decision.
How'd you like to limit the
cameras?
How'd you like to be the guy at NBC, the president of NBC, getting the call and says, "Yeah, I know we scheduled to do the game in 4K, but we don't have the equipment."
Yeah, it's like kind of weird. Kind of weird that we're getting this now.
Also,
not Thursday. Weird at all. Not weird at all.
Also,
because they've sold all the commercials already.
Well, I mean,
money's in their pocket.
Even locally, the poor big screen store selling 4K, big game, 4K, big game, 4K.
Yeah,
big
absolutely.
Game.
It's a big screw up.
Let me ask you this. I would be okay if they blamed it on Arrowhead Stadium because it looks like it has a crumbling infrastructure.
That's right. Hunks of concrete falling from the rafters.
But it's SoFi Stadium. It's a brand new stadium in La La Land.
The best looking stadium in the league.
Yes.
Easily.
Like, we need to see those big screens on our big screen in 4K.
Yeah.
I know. They blew it. Are you crushed?
This is a scarlet letter that I'll wear.
I'm 15 seconds away from a guy coming into my place right now to hopefully. But you know why I'm a little bit relaxed about it? I am so calm. I am 50-50 on this really even working because of DirecTV. Yeah. So this, in a way, makes it less
painful. It's a relief.
The fact that the game is not in 4K guarantees that this is going to go perfectly today.
And
because
I will have no benefit from it. And I'll turn on a movie in 4K and I'll see if Oscar's right.
You can watch Netflix. There is programming on 4K that's available once you get the box.
Right.
You have to have the box. Really? But the internet connection is how I watch my Netflix on my TV.
Well, at least for me.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. You could use an Apple TV and get a 4K, a brand new Apple TV and get a 4K resolution.
The new box might have a Netflix interface, huh?
Yes, that's what I was more alluding to.
So you'd stream it through the box.
And you could actually stream 4K movies. Maybe
through
through
the DirecTV box.
Through the box.
Mm-hmm.
You
can watch Spencer all you want.
Is that 4K?
My concern
I'm
is
sure it
for
is
the
it sucks.
The TMOSaholics out there, my AV, my AV friends.
Those are that are on the blog.
My apologies, because I should have brought this to you prior to really selling it. I couldn't believe.
Let me give you the proper sound for this. 4K's all hooked up. Game's not going to be in 4K though.
What about the stumbling one?
What do you mean?
Where we stumble. There's one that we fall down the steps.
All right, guys, here.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah. We're going to stop. We're going to take a break because we have we have to do that, ladies and gentlemen.
We are pretty late.
I'm making sure I get this right.
The guy's
I know we're running
here.
Late. We'll come back with Oscar's take.
Oscar's
and,
take.
And the guy's here. We'll be right back, and we'll stop right now. Thank you very much. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, America. Ladies and gentlemen. I'll do my commercial when we come back. Thank you.
No, I didn't come here to preach to you today. You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sake.
There is no God.
I guess I'd have to say Jesus. Who better than Christ?
Praise be to He.
We're crucifying someone tonight?
Daddy, you just threw Jesus across the room.
If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I was in the sky with Jesus.
I was in the sky with Jesus. Isn't so, that special?
Brothers and sisters, it's the Reverend Twitch here preaching the truth. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your salvation of laughs. An extra uncensored show that delivers heavenly hilarity each and every week. Get a bonus show subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com and always remember
how you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. I love Cornerstone.
Yes.
You will too. My good friend Mark Livingstone recently let me know Cornerstone First Financial has merged with a national lender. They'll continue with the same great service they've provided. They prove they offer.
They provided.
Oh, Michael. Plus, now they can originate mortgage loans in 41 states and go from application to closing even quicker. And their rock-bottom rates just got lower. So whether you're in the market for a new mortgage or you're looking to take cash out of your existing home, take my advice and call Mark and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Rates are expected to rise as much as a full percent this year, and with no two mortgages alike, the pros at Cornerstone will work with you and go over the best options for you. Even if you're working with another company, use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, Cornerstone First Financial is the only mortgage company I recommend. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's here, the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
The review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian Blue Aviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, authorities have determined the official cause of death for Bob Saget, and it's head trauma. Very strange story came out last night. Bob's family issued a statement saying, quote, the authorities have concluded that he accidentally hit the back of his head on something, though nothing thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. No drugs or alcohol were involved. They add, quote, as we continue to mourn together, we ask everyone to remember the love and laughter that Bob brought to this world and the lessons he taught us, to be kind to everyone, to let the people you love know you love them, and to face difficult times with hugs and laughter. Bob was found unresponsive in his Orlando hotel room on January 9th. He was on tour at the time. I just wonder,
brain bleed.
People theorize that it might have been he hit the bed.
The headboard. I read this news in real time when it broke last night, and I thought to myself, man, I'm happy I'm not wealthy. You know why? Because I'm so used to Days Inn and Marriott Courtyards, where they give you one, if you're lucky, pillow for your twin bed, that I'm never just throwing myself back into the pillow.
Mahogany.
Or something that has some substance. My head will probably break through the hotel room headboard that I'm staying in.
Yeah, the hotel will die before you will.
Yeah, before
it's just amazingly odd. And I guess that may be it. That may be all we get.
Haven't you hit your head on one of those before? I've hit my head on one of those, and I bounced right off. This man was at a Four Seasons where they're spared no expense.
Yes. It was a very, very risky
maybe
hotel.
Maybe some leather padding instead of all that etched wood.
I think you might be right about that. I haven't looked at the BRs at the Four Seasons, and if there's wood, and that's what happened.
Have you ever stayed at a Four Seasons? I have not.
You've never stayed at the Four Seasons?
No.
Oh, you must try it, my boy. you're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
My dear boy.
In case you were wondering.
I have the Super Bowl in 4K, my dear boy.
Yeah, he's here. He's rocking.
Is he?
You immediately know if a guy. By the way, the subcontractors are not truly affiliated other than they work for DirecTV.
Yes.
So they are the best part of all this. Oscar, I know it's handled.
What did I tell you during the break? It's going to go perfectly because now there's no pressure. Yeah. There's no pressure. It's going to be perfect.
In case you were wondering, Ye is still pining for his ex.
Yay.
Yesterday, he posted a collage of photos from Kim Kardashian's Vogue photo shoot with her kids. He said, God, please bring our family back together. This comes literally days after he came out denying that he put a hit out on Kim and fought with her over their daughter North's presence on TikTok. It's just a weird world when it comes to this.
Oh, really. This is tough. This man, mark my words, his genius has and his collaboration with Kim and the Kardashians has brought him to this another stratosphere of fame and wealth.
Yeah.
Which unlocks certain like wackadoo tendencies in anybody, right. Let alone what he's pulling off right now, which is fighting for his family, dating a new girl. And that new girl is totally cool with like, hey, fight for your family. And I know you're still in love with your ex-wife, but we're still good, aren't we? Like, that is power. I'm looking at this completely different. I want everything to be okay with this fam. But if you can get one woman to buy into you being in love with another woman and still sleeping with you on a regular basis and be like, and say, okay, well, if I'm just here for a little while and you want to dress me up in Birkin bags, I'm okay with that. That's power.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why this is Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
That is as twisted as
he's never been at the Four Seasons. Mike.
Only in America.
No, he never has. You're a fan of Tom Hardy. I'm a fan of Tom Hardy. He
Not
won
Matt
the
Hardy.
Total.
He slept with my girlfriend or my ex-girlfriend.
He won.
Wow, really?
Yes.
I didn't
know.
Can I give the story,
right
please?
Right off the top rope.
Rob,
Mike,
I'm here. Oscar, I'm here.
Sorry.
Tom Hardy won the title role in Mad Max Fury Road in an interesting way. He spit on Armie Hammer. There was a book coming out called Blood, Sweat, and Chrome, The Wild and True Story of Mad Max Fury Road, that I thought was an okay movie. It says the search for the new Max includes... Is this the... new one or is this the old one with Charlize Theron?
This is
Charlize Theron, right?
Tom Hardy is in Charlize Theron's Mad Max. Yes.
Yeah, it's Fury Road.
Yeah. But there is a new one.
The old one or the new one? What is it?
They would be talking about a new one, Mike. New one.
The Wild and True Story of Mad Max Fury Road.
This is a new guy.
Mad Max Fury Road is a new guy. It says in the search for the new Max included not only those two guys, but Jeremy Renner. So, Rob, is it the new one or the old
one? It's a new one.
I think they're referring to casting him in the original to promote the upcoming movie.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
So he spit on Jeremy Renner, Michael Fassbender, Joel Kinnaman. I don't know him. Heath Ledger and Eric Bana. I think that's pronounced Bana or Bana. Well, and even Eminem were considered for Mad Max. Eventually it came down to Hardy, Hammer, and Renner. And they had Hardy and Hammer do a read together as part of their audition. And when Hardy gnashed his teeth and spat at his scene partner, Armie Hammer, he told the director, Hammer did, Hardy needed to be Mad Max more than he did. That's the method actor. I love Tom Hardy. I'm a huge fan.
It's, look, Armie Hammer has his own demons, and he's paying the price for them now, hopefully. What I know is that if you have a dreamboat like Tom Hardy roll onto your set coming off of his performance in multiple great movies, but specifically for this one, Bane, in the Batman franchise, then that guy is two steps away from being Mad Max already.
Yeah.
Yep,
he took
absolutely.
That wardrobe, take the mask off, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I love him. I love the guy. I really, really do. I think, and I loved him in The Revenant. He was fantastic in that. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, we make a big thing out of Valentine's Day every year, but apparently most Americans wish we didn't. A new poll found Valentine's Day might actually be the least popular major holiday in America. The poll matched Valentine's Day up against other major holidays and asked people which one they like better. For example, do you prefer Valentine's Day or Halloween? Valentine's Day won none of the matchups with any other holiday. I wanted your take on that, Oscar.
First, if you're a Rube, you pronounce it Valentine's. It's Valentine's. So don't make that mistake.
You're buying time. What are you doing?
Second.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
For you ladies out there, if your man says, I can't get you on Valentine's Day, I can get you the day before, day after, you're the back burner chick. That goes for men as well.
True.
That's another pro tip. Third, for me, it depends on where you are in a relationship. If you're within the first 3 months in this Tinder age, you better break out, for you ladies, and maybe men, whatever you want, some sort of lingerie The garters, the thigh highs, it's go time.
That's my plan.
I've been married for almost 5 years, and I know my go-to. I ask my wife what she wants. Instead, she sends me a link of what she really wants, and I'm done.
That was the delayed applause for being married 5 years.
Yes. I think it's five years. It feels like 20.
In a row.
And if you're not married, don't get married out there. Stay single. It's great. I love my wife, but please. Thank you. It's great being alone.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar, finally,
Oscar, there's a family-owned pizza chain called Chiaro's, and it has a few locations near Philadelphia. This month, they ran a new ad in a local magazine that was mailed out to thousands of people, and somehow no one noticed it included pornography.
Oh, no.
Chiaro's sells pizza. I tried to send this to you, but I couldn't. Rob, if you can look up Chiaro's on your phone and porn and maybe show it to Oscar. Yeah. I had to do a real deep dive to find this. This month,
pure research.
Chiaro's sells pizza, but also fancy coffee. That's their promotion. So they included a photo of someone pouring cream into a cappuccino. Apparently, they just pulled it off the internet. Unfortunately, what they didn't realize is that the pouring of the cream into the cappuccino was Photoshopped. So the swirling foam on top was actually a naked guy who's very well endowed.
Oh, dear.
And when I looked at the ad at the first point, when I'm looking at the cappuccino, I couldn't see anything. And then when you take a deeper dive on it.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
There you go.
Isn't that something?
That's Chiaro's trying to sell their
coffee. Oh, it's full ding-dong.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, the guy. Very, very well endowed. I thought that.
That seems like you're cool, F you, I'm out. Like a graphic artist did that on purpose.
That's true, but you know what? You don't need to say anything more because you said full ding dong.
Full ding dong.
That's why we do Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Full ding dong in the cupboard.
I didn't order pepperoni.
I ordered the full. Is this Gianno's? Can I get a full ding dong pizza, please? Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back. Do we have Nikki here or there?
Next. Where
do we
have?
Next.
Not Nikki Diamond. Not now. Next. Not now. What? After this break. Not Nikki now. My apologies.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You moron. Guess who? It's me, Arnold. Biggest on the show Aftersgross Spiel. Of course you are. I should explain. That means you are excited about the big game. Sure, why not? Legally, I can't name it, but I can give you ein kleiner Hint. There have been 55 previous ones, and sometimes it can be likened to a superb owl. Or as we used to call it in Tau, Austria, where I live, the Hovenschkleinenblüli. But today, we'll just call it Das Großspiel, okay? Okay, get ready for Das Großspiel. You're going to need things like pennants and stuff, bunting hats, the crazy shirts and stuff, chips, salsa, Wiener Schnitzel, Rouladen and Schwarzwalder, Kirschküchen. Luckily, you can find it all at the TMO Shopping Center at michaelmerrishow.com. Der Target und Sie Walmart. Buy it now. Danke. By the way, we played flag football back in Austria. Just don't ask me what kind of flags we used. Ha ha! For der Spengelin. Auf Wiedersehen. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. There's no better time than right now to leave behind the things that don't serve you well, like overdraft fees. Overdraft fees are the last thing you need when your checking account balance is low. But with Chime, an award-winning app and debit card, you can save that hard-earned paper without paying overdraft fees. Eligible members can overdraft up to $200 on debit purchases and cash withdrawals with no overdraft fees. Chime is awesome because Chime works with you. Make a great decision in 2022 and join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. See chime.com/spotme. That's a live disclaimer. You don't get that where you don't get that on radio that much anymore.
Not anymore, my good.
There you go. That's okay, so Nikki will be coming up in our next break. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl.
We'll do a 10-80.
Here's a little tease for our bonus show. On our bonus show tomorrow, I will be discussing my meds that I take for my mental health.
It's a medical revelation, Mike.
That's our medical revelation.
A keystone topic.
And an amazing moment for me that was very, very exciting. Where did Oscar go? Just curious.
He's back.
There he is.
I had to let the dog out.
And he's back.
Oh, the dog out. Okay, so getting back to Rob Spiewak. Rob, online, you got a bunch of people that pointed out something with your family and style cups and all this.
It
was
very so
exciting.
Weird because it brought back memories I haven't thought about in a long time. We've talked about the fact that in addition to all the things he did to raise his family, my grandfather was a pretty big time gardener. He had 10, 11 acres of gardening, and he'd raise vegetables and we'd sell them in our front yard.
Somewhat of a big time gardener.
A farmer?
He was a farmer.
It's not a gardener.
Well, yeah, to call him a gardener is sort of to diminish it. It was a badly chosen
word. Yeah, he was a farmer.
He was a farmer.
Well, that's an insult to gardeners, though.
Well, no, it's just I think that he does what a gardener does in a much larger scale.
Edward Scissorhands. He's not making sculptures out of.
Go ahead, Chauncey.
He owned
hedges.
He owned a tractor. So there's
that reference.
Yeah. But yes, Chauncey Gardner.
Thank you. Thank
from
John Deere.
Being there, right?
No, it was International Harvester.
Ooh, that's right.
A Farmall 140. Yeah,
so what was this that everybody was talking about and posted? Well, not everybody talking about. They posted to you.
It's from a website called TysonsToday.com, which I guess is a McLean-centric website. I only read the one article, so I don't know. And it's an article called The Stalkup Stand. And my grandfather's name was William Stalkup. Mm-hmm. And it's an article about my family and the vegetable stand. And it is so oddly specific. None of us are quoted. I don't know that any of us were ever contacted about it, and they write about the fact that
perfect person to contact.
I'm guessing here.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty popular now across the web, for especially if you're focusing on local, for people to reminisce on what a certain area looked like or was like.
Yeah,
or businesses that did thrive prior to buildings being erected, prior to I would say maybe 4 or 5 years ago this started happening, but really this past year.
Where did they post it, Rob? Where did they post it?
It was on the Mike O'Mara show, I think Mike O'Mara 2.0.
Yes.
It's from a website called TysonsToday.com. That's what I clicked
through. But it's nostalgia at its best.
And this is, I'm going to read a little bit of it just because it's so dead on. The stand was often placed under an evergreen tree near the Stalkup driveway on Park Road, or it might be under the maple tree next to the fence that separated the Stalkup property from the Chesterbrook School. That's the one I remember. Okay, that was on the far left side of the front yard. The maple was a grand old tree with large, nubby roots protruding above the ground, and the scales would hang from one of its limbs. The scales were the older kind that would often be seen used in a traditional hardware store for weighing nails. My mom still has the scale that we use for weighing vegetables.
Oh, wow.
It actually looks pretty cool.
Just
in
kidding.
The
kitchen. It runs in the front.
It had galvanized steel scoop-shaped container that was suspended by three chains on the scale itself. The ground under the tree was grassless because of the constant foot traffic. There was also a worn path. This is so true. From the stand area to the front steps of the house, because we just walked back and forth all day to the vegetable stand from the house. And then after early morning field work and breakfast came the day of watching the stand. And they talk about the washing of the vegetables. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing that they got so dead on is what would drive my grandfather crazy. My grandfather could pick up an ear of corn from the stalk, pull it, and know if it was ready, if it was full or anything. But the customers would come and want to rip down and look at it to guarantee that it was ready. And he says, I already did that for you. It's ready. If it wasn't ready, we wouldn't put it on the stand. And it drove him nuts.
This paragraph here says, to memorialize the location of the stand now on a small street in McLean, there is there are two flags planted. One says, Let's go, Brandon, next to a picture of the Confederate flag.
That's our stand.
That's your stand.
Do they discuss the family or maybe a latchkey kid that was milling around?
Besides stocking his own stand, William sold extra produce to his brother Sam, who after retiring from the federal government, opened a 7-day-a-week larger establishment in 1963 on Old Dominion Drive, adjacent to the Chesterbrook Shopping Center.
And that was
Did you work at that one too?
I would occasionally work down there. That's where we had the tree stand, though. That's where we sold Christmas trees. Mm. It was on that lot because you didn't do produce in the wintertime. And actually, people of Vienna will probably know the Stalkup General Store that was in Vienna for a while. That was Justin, that's Uncle Sam's son, that sort of transferred that business to Vienna for a few years. So, I mean, it's
Both of them run at the same time?
Did you find anything in this article enlightening that you didn't know about?
The only thing it did is it brought back memories that I hadn't thought about. I knew everything that was in there.
You put away because they were too painful?
No, but like the fact that because there was no grass, a few times a day we'd have to spray the hose to keep the dust down.
Yeah, I bet.
And then the raking. And
This one says here, besides selling some of the best corn in Northern Virginia,
the best,
William Stalkup would give patrons an opportunity to pay an extra nickel to have their picture taken with his grandson, Rob, who was an oddity at the time.
Mike, I didn't want to talk about the sideshow.
Thank you, Oscar.
That's it.
It was. We had a sign actually at the intersection of Kirby Road and Park Road, and it said, "Sweet corn, homegrown tomatoes,
and pictures with the geek."
No, medical abnormalities.
Medical abnormalities.
He's actually a child, but he's full grown
and cross-eyed.
Yeah. It was get your ears of corn, get a dozen ears of corn, get a picture taken with the man boy. Yes, I know Nikki is next. Thank you very much, man boy. We will take a break and come back. Talk Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Right here. Who will Nikki pick? I am so excited. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Elle will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Yeah, I love this show, and I love how generous people are to find things and share in this internet age. That had to
it's
be crazy. Fun to read that.
It was like make the hair on your neck stand up weird. Wow. But it was so cool. It was so neat that it painted my grandfather and his kids in such a great light. Aww. It was very cool.
Well,
very cool.
I mean, they were a big part of the area, and I've been feeling so nostalgic lately that era of the roadside stand and selling that fresh stuff. It's a forgotten time. FanDuel Sports is an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56. To celebrate, new customers can bet $5 to win, listen to this, $280 in cash on either team to win when you use promo code TMOS when registering. That's right, a $5 bet that can win you $280. And you'll get your winnings in cold, hard cash because we know cash is always better than free bets.
I agree.
I believe I'll be putting a little cash down on the Bengals.
Das Bengals.
The game. We'll find out about that from Nikki. It makes the game more fun, plus the prop bets you could more than you could ever want. Nikki's going to talk about that. From the coin flip to the color of the Gatorade, there's no better place to bet Super Bowl 56 than FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got the same game parlays for bigger wins, promotions for new and existing customers, and more. Don't miss your chance to turn $5 into $280 in cash. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code TMOS to make every moment more fun this Super Bowl. Again, promo code TMOS exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Plus wager and designated offer. Market max bonus $280. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona. 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369 in New York. TN Redline 800-889-9789 in Tennessee or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
I'll miss that.
That information is shared because it's good for you. Let's bring him in. Nikki Diamond.
Am I hungover or was that really fast and sped up? I can't tell anymore.
Nikki, it's here.
Yes.
Yay. It's here. You're on the verge of your TMOS vacation. It's fantastic. What a great. I want to say to you, Nikki Diamond, there are two things. I know that, for people that enjoy comedy, Nikki has a particular comedian that is just one of the best working. If you ever get a chance to go out and see this guy, I sampled some of his stuff last night online. His name's Rob Mayer.
Who?
M-A-H-E-R. From Spokane to New York to Washington, D.C., all over the country, check out Rob Mayer. Just a brilliant comedian, and you will really, really enjoy that show. And as far as you're concerned,
yes,
Nikki...
I second that. I understand that Rob just hung out with Dirk Bastrick, so... Life isn't perfect for Rob, but whatever.
That's wonderful. And as far as the work you have done on TMOS, I put yes. my hands together
best
and
year
applaud
ever.
You best for an amazing thank you. Season.
Thank you. It's truly a team effort. I speak for all of us. We couldn't do it without Pony.
Very exciting. So here it is. As far as on the games, the marquee names, not necessarily, but there's a lot of excitement around this year's Super Bowl. Take it away, Nikki Diamond.
Well, it's going to be it's been a great playoffs, a lot of close games, but what I love about the Super Bowl betting is all the prop bets, Mikey. And I have some personal prop bets amongst the TMOS crew. For example, Spurlock.
Yes.
Over under, how many different variations of a pretzel will he enjoy on Super Bowl Sunday? The over under is at 3.5. We're going to go over. This man is going to have hard pretzels, a pretzel bun, a pretzel with mustard, and for dessert, a pretzel with cinnamon. That's 4. The holy quadruple of pretzels.
Light it up.
Oh, I like these prop bets. Nice. Fantastic.
Bermuda Boy.
Yes, sir.
Will there be more drinks, alcohol, commercials, or alcohol beverages in your life? Clearly, that will be more you will intake. For each commercial, there'll be 2 drinks going down your Bermuda Boy system.
Each commercial, my God, he'll be hospitalized after that, Nikki.
He's used to it. Anyway, yes. How many minutes of the game will Pony Boy watch? Over under 1.5? We're going to go under. It's good. Now it's Sunday. I do what I usually do on Sunday, which is have the sex. Pound town. Let's do it, Pony.
Oh, yes.
Wow. How about that,
How
Pony?
Many words of Kendrick Lamar rapping will Mike understand? 0. The man's a mumble rapper. Mike, you are a professional orator. You, is that the word? I don't know. You articulate, you enunciate. This man yes. mumbles for a living. You do not approve. And you're old. You don't understand what he's talking about. All right.
2-1 show, baby. 2-1 show.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Mickey Guyton is doing the national anthem. Who's Mickey Guyton? Is it a man? Is it a woman? What kind of music? Nobody knows. Take the under. You're going to be booed. Sorry for bringing up Mickey. PTSD. You Bermuda Boy, I'm sure you'll get that sound system back. Anyway, it's Mickey Guyton coming to the more broadcasting
situation.
The coin toss, tails never fails. Don't be stupid. Don't overthink it. Just go tails.
Tails never fails. You heard it here.
First commercial after the coin toss, $7 million. They got Bud Light at 15-1, Budweiser 15-1, Coke 19-1. I say. Pfizer, baby! Oh, they're making so much money. When the government's buying you, pay for stuff, and then you're getting ripped off. They are taking them advantage. They made $1 billion just since we've been on the air. Anyway, take Pfizer. A lot of Pfizer commercials. Pfizer. Your first song, Eminem, Lose Yourself. I got one shot, baby. One shot. Let's do this, Eminem. Which celebrity will be shown first? It's got to be J-Lo. Have you seen that horrible trailer for that dumb romantic comedy with Owen Wilson? That looks like the biggest piece of crap. I'd rather watch a documentary on the naming of the Washington Commanders than that crappy movie, okay? Get out of here, J-Lo.
That does look like a crappy movie, Nikki.
God, that's the worst really thing. Do they have anybody? Anybody trying? Is anybody trying in Hollywood? Hey, side note, how come the funniest commercials in the world are insurance commercials? The least funniest thing. No SNL is funny, but insurance commercials. Geico can write, but SNL can't. It's pissing me off. Rob Mayer can do better. Anyway. What color Gatorade will the winning coach be doused in? It's got to be blue, baby. And that
blue.
Winning coach will be Sean McVay, the Rams.
They're
going to pull off.
Wow.
They're going to win big. The D-line versus no O-line. The Rams win big. The MVP,
big.
Aaron Donald, 2.5 sacks and a fumble. And finally, the most important question. Will Tupac Shakur join halftime via a hologram? He will not. He will join in person. Tupac is alive, baby! California knows how to party! Tupac, it's Nikki Diamond. It's a Super Bowl. Light him up, baby!
What a year.
Diamond, dismount.
Oh, baby.
Oh, God.
From start to finish. Oh, my God. What a year. What a year. What a year. Tupac Shakur.
Live. He's alive.
Showing up. He's alive. We have to take a break. I can't improve on that. That when I do that, it's right to commercial.
Yes.
That is too damn funny. Nikki Diamond. What a
Some
year.
Diamonds
oh,
there.
My yeah. God. Try to lock him up for next year. He's just become so much more fun since his neighbor died.
He got his own
place.
Guy
he was living with. Yeah. We'll take a break. How's Soundtown looking today?
Awesome today.
Produce stand.
Awesome.
We will come back with Rob Spiewak and the Stahl Cup stand right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, folks. It's aging television heartthrob Tom Selleck. Back in the 80s, I played a Hawaiian detective on Magnum PI. Look, this isn't my first rodeo, and let me tell you something. I wouldn't be here today if I thought the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show took advantage of any American podcast listener. Or worse, that it was some kind of way to take your home. That who'd help my kid and I'd sell my own grandmother for a hot lunch. No, a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription isn't some kind of trick to take away your home. In fact, it's quite affordable. I mean, I can't afford that kind of thing anymore, but surely you can. After all, this is how Mike, Rob, and Oscar try to feed their families. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and start your subscription today, won't you? Look, I'm proud to be part of the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show family. I trust them, and I think you can too. You know, the thing people always ask me is if I banged Courtney Cox when I was on Friends. Yes. Yes, I did. And I think you could too.
Might be my favorite line out of it, and I think you could too.
Yeah,
that's what makes it. Comedy writers unite. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, Valentine's Day is about following your heart, and sometimes that means making a change. If your old razor isn't giving you the shave you deserve, this is the year to break things off and switch to Harry's. I did something I rarely do the other day. It was yesterday, and I switched out my Harry's razor that
how
I use
you,
in the shower
how
when
could
I'm
you
shaving
tell?
My entire body.
Because
what's that?
How could you tell? They never get dull.
They don't get dull. And I just sometimes I just do it because I think
well,
I should.
Well, he needed reinforcements for his body.
Understood.
Yes, I did. I've been shaving a lot lately.
Less like
over.
Hair, like little tiny horns.
Treat yourself or any of the shavers in your life with the gift of looking sharp, doing a commercial, this Valentine's Day. New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3 when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price, still as low as $2 a blade, and they stay sharp forever. Mm. We're not kidding about that. Harry's is giving their best offer to our listeners. Harry's customers can redeem a starter set. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the go. That's a $13 value. It's worth every nickel, and you get it for just $3. There's truly never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to try Harry's today. I love them. I'm glad they're back with us. We are delighted. Get your Harry's razor. Do it. Do it this weekend.
What's that sound?
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
Mike, I think most political movements need like a motto. And okay. I think the new motto for this year is anti-shanty.
Anti-shanty. That sounds unique.
No,
I have to thank, there's a host here at Podville Media, Ann Pazmanic, who does a great show called Power Station, who sent this clip to
I'm
me.
I'm looking forward to her coming on the show.
She was on.
Anytime. She listens to the show.
She does every
day.
Hudson, Ohio, the mayor is named Craig Schubert, and this is at a town council meeting, and he's concerned about ice fishing. They want to open up some of the restrictions on ice fishing, and he has a thought process that I enjoy.
Additionally, if you open this up to ice fishing, while on the surface it sounds good, then what happens next year? Does someone come back and say, I want an ice shanty on Hudson Springs Park for X amount of time? And if you then allow ice fishing with shanties, then that leads to another problem. Prostitution. Now you've got the police chief and the police department involved. Just data points to consider.
So I'm not in favor of shanties.
He's anti-shanty, Mike.
All right. What? Wow.
Is there a,
yeah, that's the thing. Wow.
Do the hookers conduct business in the shanty?
I think they go. I would think they would go shanty to shanty.
Well, no, it's no, it's a. I think this is maybe a,
hookers.
This is a close cousin to.
Lounge lizards?
No, a throwback to, you know, I have an apartment in the city, but I live in the suburbs. But you
come
have
out to my shanty.
Shanty.
Wow.
The panty shanty.
I'd have to
the
live
the panty
there,
shanty. Really thank you.
The panty shanty.
Thank you, Matt Bloom.
Fantastic. Yeah. Way to go. Pony's on the case today. Very good.
All right. No fish jokes, please. Let's move on. You know, we like occasionally to spotlight isolated vocals. This one was one that surprised me because it's usually lost in the record. You don't realize how strong it is. No doubt that Ann Wilson from Heart has a great voice. But oh, check out her isolated vocals from Barracuda. I'd never heard this.
Oh, no, I have not heard
and
this.
And this is really fantastic. Cool because they also leave in some of the guitar.
Maybe you
between
played this. You might have played this.
I don't think I've played this. Because
you don't think you've played this
I don't
one?
Think I have. Check this out.
So this ain't the end. I saw you again today. I had to turn my heart away. Smile like the sun, kisses for everyone, and tales it never fades.
The reverb is so great on
it. It's amazing.
You lie solo in the weeds.
Gotta get to the high note.
I bet you gonna ambush me.
Here it comes.
You'd have me down, 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 down on my knees. Now wouldn't
you? You know what? That's just awesome. I'm so glad I saw her live.
Yeah,
I really am. I'm so glad. And I tell you, when we get out of this, I was so excited because I was going to buy a ticket and go over to see Billy Joel alone until they were $40,000.
Exactly. Yeah.
Please figure it out, folks. Figure it out how to get into these venues so more people can see them that aren't part of a corporate entity.
The amazing thing about when you hear that, again, the first thing that I was taken with is what you were taken with is the amazing engineering on the vocal. The reverb is great.
You know, it's interesting when I talk about going to see shows. I think really, and not everybody can do it, but I was reading an article about affordability of tickets. The actual affordability of certain tickets is usually the best one, a residency. If you go to see somebody who's
because
a resident.
Because it's built into the.
Because
sort of
they're always going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's built in. And but you're right. Who's going to pop in? I mean, who's going to be there and when?
Yeah.
It was just so. It was weird to think of that. And I remember the Heart show that I went to see with a guy that used to work at my restaurant. And we went out there, and it was, I think, a really short concert, but just all the hits. It was so
That's cool. The way to do it. That's what it. People want. Yeah. They don't want to hear anything from the new record. Right. Also in concert, Billie Eilish, she continues to do little baby step things that make me like her better. She stopped down a concert because she saw that someone in the audience needed an inhaler.
You know, we're here right now, and we're all healthy and happy and alive and okay. Are we good here? Hold on. I got you. You need an inhaler. Do we have an inhaler? Can we just grab one? We got one. It's okay. We got one. Guys, give her some time. Some time. Don't crowd. Relax, relax. It's okay. It's okay. We're good. It's okay. We're taking care of our people. Hold on. I wait for people to be okay until I keep going.
Between little things like that and the way she was on Saturday Night Live, I think she's going to be around for a while.
I hope so.
Very talented. Yeah.
Didn't I do a Billie Eilish impression a while back?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. The Open.
Oh, man. You know, kids, when you're doing a show and you want to call back something that was really funny, label it better.
Yes.
Yeah, because I've got about 500,000 sounds, and it's really
Mabel's labels.
Tough to
labels, labels, labels.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll resend it to you, Mike, so you can.
We'll send them to you in 4K.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do it during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, somebody's gonna be watching 4K movies soon.
It's 4K.
Hopefully.
Hey, look, here's a Heart concert. 4K. Yay. For Oscar.
Yes.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot is coming to Peacock.
Yes.
And because of that and because of the alliance with NBC, Will Smith is doing a Super Bowl commercial where he and all his fans are rapping.
I'm ready when you're ready. Go ahead, start. Now this is a story all about how we have goody guys.
Turn upside down.
I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there.
I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
This is for me. You're right.
I know. I love it.
Also,
wait a minute. Not just you. I love this too. The way Will Smith does the rap, he owns that.
It's
he owns
classic.
That cadence and he owns that melody. You know,
Mike. On the heels of the Academy Award nomination, have you seen King Richard?
I got a
I have not seen
it. I need
King
to see
Richard.
This.
Watch it in 4K.
You King will Richard, enjoy. The story of the parent, father of Serena?
Yeah, Serena.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I don't know. I don't like
the Williams sisters.
I don't like Shakespeare.
And he's Will Smith is the father, right?
So, even Serena and Venus, the actresses that play just the entire. I wasn't expecting the performance and I wasn't expecting the story.
We have a tape clip from.
Oh, great!
This is
so great.
This is at the country club where they first started playing golf, and we have a. This is King Richard, the father of Serena,
and
who's the other
Venus?
Venus and Serena, and really, this is the seminal moment in the entire movie where the where they're not going to play one sport, they're going to play another.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
There it is.
Will Smith really immerses himself in the character.
He does.
Were you distracted by the white hair?
No, he's fine. He was distracted. He was distracted by the groundskeeper.
It's in the hole.
Okay, Mike. I pulled Will Smith for Oscar, and I close with a tape I pulled for you. Last night on the NBA on TNT, Shaquille O'Neal did something that he doesn't normally do.
Oh, good.
He showed his feet.
Oh God! Oh God! I gotta record this show.
Yeah, and it's Mike. They're not great feet.
Oh my! Look at the monster! Look how the ash is the shape of the loafers.
Now he gonna have a foot deal. Watch this. He gonna have a foot deal. You got a foot deal?
You need to use that gold bar.
That's what I'm saying.
First use the product.
Yeah.
What was it?
It's dry skin.
We want to apologize to the viewers.
I think we can arrange a pedicure.
I do not apologize for what I do.
Mike, can you imagine that in 4K?
So great.
That's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, sorry for the lack of professionalism. I really apologize for having to break off.
They'll never know. It's going to be
4K.
Edited.
But I have to say this. What a great show. And thanks to Nikki Diamond for an incredible season. Really, really great guy. And always a pleasure to have him on there. We got to take a little powder. Tomorrow,
medical
it's an embarrassing medical revelation that I will share. And it's a callback to either last week or this week, I don't know, when I had a fight with Oscar, and he's going to love it. It's really going to be something he will not only enjoy tomorrow, but he will hold it over my head until I'm in the casket.
And he'll still be late.
We'll see.
Yes. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Gold bond.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
The mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited, something is going on.
It's in the hole!
I'm a phony, just like you. Sayonara, sucker.
Wow.